For ABC News at South by Southwest 2011 in Austin, Texas, my name is Dan Patterson. I'm joined by Tim Kring, television producer, writer. Thanks for joining us today, Tim. You are most well known for the television series Heroes. Now that that is off the air, first let's start with the genesis of Heroes, and let's take this through your creative projects now and where you're going. Let's start with the genesis of that show.
Well, I had a television show on the air for about 6 years called Crossing Jordan, and I was a producer and a showrunner at NBC, and I had a development deal, and so from that development deal was where the idea for doing a large ensemble drama. I wanted to talk about saving the world. I wanted to talk about global consciousness. I wanted to talk about interconnectivity between people, and I wanted to do it in a show that allowed me to have a large ensemble cast that could continue to generate itself and regenerate itself. And it was sort of out of all of those ingredients that that Heroes was born.
It's rare in the entertainment business to have the luxury to create a show not just about the ideas that you like, but about ideas surrounding global consciousness and awareness of maybe some environmental metaphors and some human being metaphors. How did the network feel about allowing you to take on big ideas and using a television show as a metaphor to express them?
Well, I think they were really ready first of all, they were ready for a show that looked different from anything else on television. And when I did pitch it to them, I did pitch it with the idea of, I came in and told them I wanted to do a show about saving the world. And so we talked about, well, is that a cop show? Because cops get justice every week, and so little by little they are repairing the world. And I said, no, I really want to talk about doing something big where we talk about the idea of interconnectivity and coming together to save the world. And they were absolutely 100% behind it. And sure enough, when the show started working and connecting with people on that level, I started thinking about where it could go from there, and especially because we started reaching people in all of these new ways that had never really been done before around a television show. This 360-degree platform that we had where we told story online and on mobile and in comic books, and so we created this universe rather than a television show. And so I started to see that there was this new way of reaching people, which is led me to the idea of cross-platform storytelling.
Now, the cynic would say integrating things like webisodes and social media is a clever marketing ploy, and the optimist would say that it is perhaps NBC and major networks looking to the future. Where do you stand on that? Where are you connected to the connected world?
Well, the truth is it did start off as marketing. It started off as marketing and promo, not only for the show, but for the .com division of the network. But also it also was a beta testing ground for this new world that was emerging several years ago, 5 years ago, where suddenly it seemed like people were in all sorts of different places. They weren't just in front of their TVs. Everybody was seeing the Nielsen ratings starting to slip and realizing that people were in there, were on mobile phones, and they were on video games, and they were emailing, and they had, you know, a tremendous amount of content coming at them from different directions. And so this became, in a way, a kind of beta testing ground. And at the time, you couldn't really see where it was going. But now, several years later, you're realizing that this is no longer just about marketing and promotion. This is a true way to connect to the audience where they are, to sort of fish where the fish are, and to take content and take a story, especially a single story, and have it live wherever the audience is, which I think is tremendously exciting.
Now, this is the South by Southwest Interactive Festival, and interactive in terms of numbers of attendees has dwarfed music and film. What in particular excites you about the interactive space and moving forward as a creator?
I'm fascinated by the whole idea of the feedback loop between the creator and content creation and the audience. And this idea of, you know, the statistics in, I don't know the statistics in the United States, but in the UK, something like 73% of the audience who's watching television are watching television while connected to another connected device, which means that you have this tremendous opportunity as a content creator to reach an audience where they are, to have that content go with them. And so if you're not taking advantage of where the audience seems to be, you're really missing out on a tremendous opportunity. But also this idea that many of these devices, like the mobile device, are no longer just a content consumption device. They're now a content creation device. So the audience now has the ability to create content themselves and fold it into whatever narrative you're doing. So you have this almost virtuous cycle between yourself and an audience out there that's really, really exciting. And I think people are starting to feel that the laid-back experience of just letting something wash over them is just not enough. If they're real super fans, they want a much more connected experience with some sort of a show or a story that they love.
And in a post-Heroes world, let's wrap up and ask you where you're going now. Is it television? Is it all things? Is it the web?
Well, I just spent a year and a half working on a project called The Conspiracy for Good, which was the largest, I think the largest multi-platform project ever conceived of. We had 130 people in 5 different countries working on it. And it really grew out of this idea from Heroes of how people connected to a story that was about global consciousness and about interconnectivity. And so this took that idea, rolled it out into the real world so that the story became, you became a character in the story. We started online with a 3-month alternate reality game, told story on mobile, and eventually we literally told story on the streets of London over 4 weeks last summer, where audiences used mobile phones to run around London and become a part of the story, find clues. We had up to 40 actors, and all in service of a real-world cause. We, as a result of people involving themselves in this narrative, we stocked and built 5 libraries in Zambia. Stocked them with books that the participants, 10,000 books that the participants helped get, and gave 50 scholarships away to schoolgirls. So it was a narrative that had real-world implication. And in a way, that's kind of what I'm beginning to see as the power of, what we're calling social benefit storytelling, the idea of storytelling that can actually have real-world implication. Now, all that being said, I'm still keeping my core. I have a pilot on Fox that we're producing called Touch, starring Kiefer Sutherland, that goes into production in a couple months. And so hopefully that'll be on Fox next year, and everybody can look forward to that obviously has a traditional component to it. It's a television show, but it too is designed to take advantage of a real cross-platform idea.
Tim Kring, creator, where can we find you online?
I might be a little hard to find on. you can look me up on Facebook, and you can also go to conspiracyforgood.com, which is where right now we're in a transition to what the next second phase is. We did the London phase this summer, and we're a couple of months away from rolling out what the next phase is. But come and check it out. It has all the archival stuff.
Very cool. Thank you very much for ABC News at South by Southwest 2011 in Austin, Texas. I'm Dan Patterson.